Parshas Noach. We're going to speak about the inyan of Ma'abed Atzmo L'Das, which literally means to kill yourself, okay? It stems from the Pasuk, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk says, V'ach esdimchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh. Hashem is saying that He will seek out your blood from, it's hard to translate exactly, V'ach esdimchem, and blood from your soul He will seek. So Rashi says that it follows the previous pasuk, which asked Eivir Menachai, even though when it's not Eivir Menachai, you could eat a behema, stam, you could kill a behema, shechtet, or in this case, just to kill it at this point. So Rashi says, even though I was matir netila neshama bebehema, nonetheless, esdimchem edrosh me'ashofech dam atzmo, I'm going to seek out your blood. In other words, you should not do this, to be shofech dam atzmo, to kill yourself. That's from v'ach esdimchem. Okay, if you take your own blood away. What's l'nafshoseichem? And you take away your soul. So that's without taking away your own blood. What does that mean? Zot Rashi, af hachonek atzmo, even if you strangle yourself, even though no blood came from you, killed yourself without causing a wound, nonetheless, that also is considered that you can't kill yourself. It's an interesting lashon in Rashi, which we'll come back to in the end, that Rashi says, the first Rashi says, if you kill yourself, that's a problem. Then he says, even to strangle yourself, because you didn't cause dam to come out. Okay? So, by Ritzicha, you don't find such a thing, that if you kill somebody without a wound versus with a wound, it's the same thing.
Isn't what about by Ganef that tunnels under your house, and isn't you consider that he has no blood?
That's something else. Literally, we're talking that's figuratively speaking. Literally here, there's a distinction between killing yourself with dam and without dam. Is a chiddush that even without dam, that is still considered killing yourself.
I thought we learned this from Hachaybah.
That what?
That you're not able to kill yourself.
Where do you get that from? This is pasuk and Rashi. We'll see. Mm-hmm. So the goal right now is we're gonna go through the Gemaras that bring up Ma'abid Atzmo L'Das, which is the term. It's a halacha and Shulchan Aruch. We'll see as well, and Rishonim and Achronim, and hopefully explain the Machlokas Achronim over how to understand Ma'abi Atzmo Das and coming back to this Rashi. So let's just go through the Gemaras first, and then we'll see, okay? Gemara Nevoda Zara Daf Yud Ches. A little bit of a famous Gemara here. So where the lines get wide. So this is the death of Rav Chanina ben Chadion. So the Goyim found Matzula Rav Chanina ben Chadion, Chai Yoshe Ve'osek B'Torah, so he was going over the Gzeira by teaching Torah b'Rabim. They wrapped him in a Sefer Torah and wrapped him in vines. And they lit it on fire. They brought little strands of wool, soaked in the water. They wanted him to suffer. And the Gemara goes on, and he was at least happy that the Sefer Torah was with him. And then skip a few lines, but the underline is, his Talmidim who were there said, "Afata psach picha v'tikanis b'cha esh." If you open your mouth where there's no wool, so the fire will go into you quicker, and you'll die a little bit quicker that way, and it'll be less painful. So Omar Lehen, so he said to them, this is the line that's probably going to focus on the most. Mutav sheyelena mishen nasna ve'al yachval hu bi'atzmo. It's better that he who gave me should take me, ve'al yachval hu bi'atzmo, but I should not wound myself, which means I shouldn't kill myself. It's interesting, he doesn't quote shenemar achas dimchem nasher sechem edrosh, doesn't quote our pasuk, but he says, it's better that they kill me than I kill myself. And the story continues that one of their people basically made more fire, took away the wool, and he died quicker, and he was mezuman l'chay olam haba.
And he also killed himself.
He also killed himself, yeah. So now, okay. So, and we'll come back to this, but we'll just read Tosfos once we're here. This Tosfos is also very important. Omer Benu Tam, Dehecha sheyireim pen ya'avirum over the kochavim la'aveiru. When you are scared that the goyim may force you to an aveira, it's not clear if it means any aveira, or usually when the Achronim quote this Tosfos, it means that to be ma'avir das, to convert him. Kegon ayde isurin. And the way they're going to force you to do an aveira, or to be ma'avir das, to change religion, so to speak, is through yisurim. Shelo yuchal amo behem, you can't stand. As hu mitzvah lachbo be'asma. That's not what we're talking about over here. Here, they're going to kill him. But in the case of when they're going to give you yisurim in order to convert, let's say, so then you have a mitzvah to kill yourself first, like the Gemara in Gittin, which we're going to see in a second. Okay, that's Tosfos. So you see there is a case where you are allowed to be chovel bi'atmo. It's not an ironclad rule, that which Rav Chanina ben Chadian said, that you can't be chovel bi'atmo. So let's see the Gemara in Gittin, the next page. So this is in the two blot which you read on Tisha B'Av. This is in the four ben Gemaras. Ma'isa be'arba me'os yeladim, the middle of the page. Ma'isa be'arba me'os yeladim, yeladosh nishbu l'kolon. 400 children who were captured, l'kolon, Rashi says, for znoski l'arayos, both the boys and the girls. Hergisha be'atman l'amahim ispachshon, they understood why they were being, why they were captured. And, Umru, so they said, so they want to know, if they throw themselves overboard, will they be zocha l'chaya olam haba? The fact that they had a suffix, here it's mashma, that if they didn't have rishus to do this, which we see they are going to have rishus to do this, if they didn't have rishus to do this, then it's mashma that they would not be zochet olam haba because for killing themselves. So just derech agav in Yabia Omer Vavadja Chelik Vav Simon Lamed Vav in Yerodeya, he brings, which I heard when I was younger, maybe you guys heard it also, was they say, if you kill yourself, you go straight to Gehenna. Basically, in Hebrew, Misha, Me'abe Asmo Das, Ein Lo Chelik Olam Haba. I heard that when I was in school. So this whole tshuva there is bringing from numerous achronim that say, that which it's Murgol B'fiya Olam, that which it's everyone says on the tip of the tongues of everybody, that which ma'abe asmo das, you kill yourself. You don't mechelek olam haba, you go straight to the Gehenna. So, lo nimtza b'shum makom b'shas, b'forshim, medrash, where does it come from? He brings from numerous achronim, from Pnei Yeshua, maybe earlier as well.
The first statement before the achronim ask on
it? No, people say it. It's just everyone, every achronim brings has the same exact nusach of like, everyone says, Ein lo chelek olam haba, where does it come from? And the whole tshuva is dealing with where is this source? There has to be a source. People say it, right? Ravadji Yosef. Chelek vav simen lamed vav yardeya. So the whole tshuva is discussing where the makor is. So the most, the makor that he seems to go with, the one that most achronim bring from is here. And the fact that the kids were asking, if we kill ourselves, will we get olam haba? Mashma that if they didn't have rishat to do this in this case, that they wouldn't get olam haba. Because ma'abe asmo das ain't lochel olam haba. That's where it maybe comes from this Gemara.
So then, how did the executioner by
Hanan ben Chadian?
Yeah, how did he get olam haba? He threw himself into the fire afterwards.
Ma'abe asmo das. So okay, so the same way over here. Whatever the reason is, whenever there is a heter, so you want to know what his heter was specifically there. Okay,
it wasn't Jewish.
Right. Maybe the situation may have been different there. I don't know. Someone discussed that. I don't recall. But basically, any time where there is no heter, you wouldn't have olam haba. Bal korchach, he had a heter, whatever it may have been. The Gemara goes on here. So darash hagadol shebehem. So okay. So hey, we'll skip the Gemara. Bekitzer, the gadol darshan that they're allowed to do this, and then the girls jumped in, then the boys jumped in.
Was it because of znos that they were going to be mezana
yeah.
them?
Yeah. Yeah.
The
so girls and the boys? Oh, so Tosos. Yeah. So now. So Tosos, look at Tosos over here. It's seemingly the same as Tosos in Avodah Zarah. There's a couple of small changes which you could It's not for right now, but you could be mefapel if it's different, if it's the same, just to get the gist of it. Tosfos asked Akasha from the Gemara in Vodazara. The whole Dorma Sechta Vodazara. Mutav sheyelena mishenosna vayachbo be'atmo. We saw from the Meister Chimen Chadion, you're not allowed to kill yourself. How did they kill themselves? Hacha yireim hayu me yisurin. Here, they were scared from yisurin. Okay, the wording is a little bit different. It's not that the yisurin will lead that they're going to convert them. It sounds like it's just for to avoid pain by itself you're allowed to jump in, but yet we'll see later on that no one quotes Tosfos this way. They quote other people that way. So it could be meant that the Yisurim was going to force them into the Avera of Gilu Arayos, and that's what was going on here. If that would be enough, I don't know. But here it's the Tosfos is Mamshech. You see Tosfos is Mamshech. The Oda, Korchachim, Ananosam, Vali Horgamasam, that maybe here they weren't going to get killed. Rather, they're just going to be ma'an of them. Okay.
Why can't you just say that? You don't have to say Yisurin, just say that it's Yagval Yavor.
Yagval Yavor.
But for a girl, isn't Yagval Yavor?
Good. All great questions. So.
That's my focus through
Well, the Gemara says, right, so let's avoid for boys for a second. But right, for girls, so the Gemara says, Karka Olam, if that they're not doing anything. So if so, so why couldn't they just do that? And that's Yavor Ve'al Yehorek. So, it's not in the getter of the Surah Malitim doing the Avera. So, what's going on over here? Discussed, not for us. We can talk about it later if you want. Okay.
And also, the Hesia's issue.
Right. So, this.
Because I don't know. Says in Ksubas and Daf Gimel.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I don't know if this is for Hesia. That's first of all. But the Gabi Bias Goy. One second. Bias Goy. This was the boy, the girl from the.
Yeah. I thought the Romans were going to take them.
The Romans were going to take them. They were going.
Let's just forget about Bias Goy for a second. If it's Karka Olam, they're not doing a Maisa anyways.
Yeah.
What about just like Chilul Hashem?
If it's Karka Olam, it would probably be for Hesia. I forgot what they say about Esther.
It's a huge Chilul Hashem.
The Gemara says, right, Esther per Hesia. Habi, and the Gemara answers Karka Olam. Okay. That's all good stuff and on its own right. Okay. So back. So now, next Gemara. Okay. So for all intents and purposes, these Tosfos are saying that there are heterim to be chovel bi'atzmo if it's for to avoid avera or ayde yisura. Okay. This Gemara has no shaychus to the previous two, but it's going to be nogeya. It also quotes the inyan ma'abi'atzmo das. This is about kamatali alf mabez. The Gemara here brings a machlokas to noyim. If you have reshus lachbol bi'asmo, can you wound yourself? The Gemara says, "Where's the makor? Man tana de shamis lei. Who's the tana that holds the umr? Ain't other mershai lachbol bi'asmo. Who's the tana that holds that you don't have reshus to wound yourself? Ilema haytana. If it's the tana that says as follows, the tanya from our pasuk v'achas demchan nashos sechem edrosh. Rav Elazar Omer has Rav Elazar darshan this pasuk miyad nashos sechem edrosh es demchan, which." Right. If you take away your nefesh, I'll be doresh es dimcha. Meaning, if you kill yourself, I'll be doresh es dimcha. So you see from the fact that you can't kill yourself that you also can't wound yourself. That's the Gemara says. Gemara says, what's the raya? Dilma katala shayin. Maybe you only can't kill yourself, but you could wound yourself. The Gemara looks for the raya. The Gemara's maskana is it's a kavachomer from nazir. You can't be mitzar yourself from yayin. Kavachomer, you can't put yourself through a tainus, which is considered being chovel yourself, a different makor altogether. So even though we are madcha, the proof of aches demcha nafresh sechem edrosh, that killing yourself is not a makor for not being allowed to wound yourself, we'll see that it may stick l'maskana, and therefore it's going to be important for us for later purposes. Okay, it's another Gemara that quotes Ma'abat Modas. One more Gemara. Ksuvis kuf gemel on mubeis. There's a whole agata about the day that Rebbe died, Rebbe Anasi. So in the first middle line, Hahu Yoma, the Ashkavase, the Rebbe, Nofka Baskol of Omra. Baskol came out and said, Kol Dahavi Bashkavase, the Rebbe, Mizuman Hulchel Homab, anybody who was around Rebbe, Bashas Ptiroso, is immediately invited to Chai Olam Haba. What's the pshat? Not for us. Okay. Hahu koves kol yoma havi ase kameh. There was one koves, literal launderer. Who he was he Talmud Chacham? It could be yes. Came to Rebbe every single day. Hahu yoma lo ase. That day of the b'tira, he didn't come. He lost out on his chance olam haba. Kaven deshama hachi, once he heard this, about this happening, Salak l'igra, went to the rooftop, v'nofa l'ora, and either fell or dropped down, umis, and died, yotz baskal v'yamra, he's good also. Afa hukoveis ben zomin hulachayim haba, he also gets olam haba. Very strange gemara. What exactly happened here? Yes. Did he commit suicide? Did he fall out of tsar? So even though some say the pshat is that he just nirove tsar, that he lost down his chance, he fell down from the roof, in which case has no shaykhus to us. However, some learn we are talking about that he actually committed suicide from something, either from pain or whatever. So look at the next page. Shita Mikubetza says the Pshat in the Gemara. After quoting the Yushalmi, we're not going to read the Yushalmi, but look at the bottom of the first column in the Shita. V'hashta necha shehorga koves et atmo midas. He seemed to kill himself on his own right. Why? Really, the case was mishum dechil Shabbos. He actually was mechal Shabbos, the Yushalmi says. And he wasn't there by the hesped of Rebbe. That's why he went to the rooftop and fell down. Umes, the hainu skila. He emulated the misa that he should have had for being a chal Shabbos. So he did skila, which the Gemara says when you fall from roof, that's nowadays version of skila. He did a mechal Shabbos. So according to the shita, what's going on in the Gemara is ma'abe atzmo l'da'as. Here he did it for the sake of kapara. He was high of skila and he did that. Well, if he got olam haba, that's an interesting shita and gemara that, you know, al derech tosos, it's not the same thing as tosos, but again, another case, another example of when you are allowed to kill yourself for some purpose. We're going to stack up a couple of these cases. Okay, next, we'll see where we're going with this in a second. Okay. Fine. Next, we have the Ritva and the Avodah Zarah. So we saw Tosas and the Avodah Zarah said when they're going to use Yisurim to bring it to an Avera, you have Rishus to kill yourself. So this Ritva takes another step. This Ritva is amazing. Hoda Amrinon Behagodu Derbi Yochanan Ben Chadion. Rechnid Ben Chadion should be. Mutav Sheis Nenem Misha Nosna Velo Achbal Bi Atzmi. Kosav Begiyone HaTosas Shehaya Omer Abeinu Tamzal. Dehecha Shemis Yare Shelo Yachrichu Hulav Rodas. When you're scared that you don't want them to force you to change the religion, to convert out of Judaism. Mutav Achbal Bi Atzmi. You're allowed to wound yourself, i.e. kill yourself. Vehoch Yisab Medrash. Listen to this Medrash. It's on this week's Parsha, and it's quoted in the Bali, in the Das Zekin, in Bali Tosos also. Mikan from here, Azhar Ladam Shayakbu be Atma, not to wound yourself, not to kill yourself. Yochol Afilu Keshaol Melech Yisrael. He's skipping the first part of the Medrash, as we'll see in a second. You would think, even like Shaol, what happened by Shaol? Shaol was surrounded by the Plishtim, and his people around him Shaol asked him to kill him, they didn't want to kill him. Shaol took their sword, and he killed himself before the Plishtim got to him. So you would think, the Medrash says, you would think even like Shaul, that Shaul did a problem by killing himself, that's he's over the Isra of Achasim Hashadechim Edrash, Perush. Shechovel be Atzmo, but what was his reason? He was Chovel be Atzmo, Mibnei Shaya Misyare, Shema Yavi Ruhu Aldas. He was scared for this exact reason, this exact case of Tosos. He was scared that the Plishtim were going to cause him to convert. Tamulomer ach mi. This medrash tells me that that's not bechlal. Achas dimchem means there's certain cases where it's not. Achas a mi. There's certain cases where you're not over the iser of ma'abe atzmo das, like Shaul, which is what Tosfos was saying, that you are allowed to, for certain cases, like to avoid being converted, you're allowed to kill yourself. B'chagyan ashari. And it takes another step further, amazing step further. Mikan loan them. From here we can learn out. Lishchot hanu'arim b'gzeiros mi'avar sadas. When there is a gzeira on kids that they're all going to try to convert them, which has happened numerous times over history, you're even not, forget about killing yourself, you're allowed to even kill kids to avoid this from happening. That's taking it to another extreme. And look at the Ritva's commentary on this. Ad kamat sasi b'gayon etosos. V'heim dvarim shetzrichim talmud v'iyun godol. This needs a lot of work. El shekfar harzakim barbein tam setso. So we're going to accept it. V'shamanu b'shem gedolit tzarfah she'tirken lach l'maisa, that they actually held this lach l'maisa, they must have been asked the kasha, the shayla, and I'm sure by the Holocaust there was definitely shaylas like this.
I heard stories about it by the Crusades. There was, when they attacked mines or worms or something, there was a mother who killed like 10 children.
It was the worms.
Notice it says mutter, but not chayiv, to kill yourself if you're chayiv, you're going to.
Yeah, this whole thing's a heter, for sure.
Is it? What about the kids? Are it's chayiv to kill the kids? probably not.
What?
Were you chayav to kill the kids?
Depends how
much. No, he never said lishchol chayav to kill the kids. It's a chiddush gadol to allow to lom them lishchol.
The fact that you're allowed to.
No, not my chayav. It's a chiddush you're allowed to be over with zicha.
Shaul thought that the plishtim would be able to convert him.
It's a strange pshat on the pasuk, but that's what the Ritva says. We'll see in a couple of seconds. The Yamshus almost holy, I believe.
The Pashas isn't like Islam, some Christianity.
The Pashas is what?
It's probably only of what Azar religions, or for sure what Azar religions.
Olav Rol Das?
Yeah, is that anything?
I would imagine what Azar, but I'm not sure. I hear. Okay. So now, about this Medrash, there's an interesting Beis Yosef. So, in Yoredeya, and Kufnun Zion discusses Yag Vayav or Yonim. So here there's a Beis Yosef and the different font over here. He quotes the Orchos Chaim. And this is really the same thing as found in Das Akenim. I'm not sure. It's always interesting to know this one. There's like almost, you can compare this Beis Yosef to the Das Akenim, see how similar the Lashon is. It may even be that word for word. So I don't know. What? In the back of the Mikros Gadol, so Das Akenim. It's compared to the exact Lashon. I don't know if it was taken, who got first, what happened exactly, but it's interesting to know. Okay, so let's see what he says. Because of Orchos Chaim, Rishon, the Bereishis Rav, of course the same Medrash, Dorish, V'achas Tem from Asher Sechem Edrash. So this is the Zahar Lechonik Es Nafsho. So before, I think the Lashon was Lachbol Es Atzmo, here is the Zahar Lechonik Es Nafsho, to strangle yourself. So this part of Ritva didn't quote. The first part of the Medrash is, you would think, you know what happened there. They were thrown into the Kivshin HaEsh. So, but it's interesting, we're quoting them in the context of as if they killed themselves, okay? So, Tamal Lomar, ach, that they were not over this Eser Perish. Shabishas Hashmad, Yochol Limsar Asmal Misa. So we're not distinguishing whether they were thrown in or we're imagining they did themselves. But the Heter is, since it was Shas Hashmad, a time of destruction, literally, that you have Rishus in those cases to be Yag Vayavar. So Yochol Limsar Asmal Misa, Velaur Gas Asmo, Imhu Yoresh Lo Yuchol Lamu Ben Isayon. Again, if you're scared, you can't be Ome Ben Isayon, which I assume means to be converted. Second. So in that case, Ach tells me there's no Isra for them to kill themselves. Vichain, as the measures continue, Yochol Afilu Kashol Ben Kish. You would think Shaul also is over the Isser. Sheim Yore Shema Yasulo Yisurim Kashim She Yochol Limsar Atzma Lamisa. Here again, he doesn't say that they're going to convert him. He says maybe they were going to give him much pain, not necessarily to convert him. Tamalomar ach. So again, there was also like a lashon of Tosfos and Gittin, where is the point that you have reshut to kill yourself before yisurim that leads to converting you, or just yisurim bi'alma, going through pain. Here, the lashon here, and Tosfos and Gittin, is pain bi'alma. We'll see later. The reason it's not so pasha to say that is because from the first Gemara we saw by Rechnin ben Chadion, it really doesn't seem like for just pain you would have Rishus to kill yourself. Because Rechnin ben Chadion was in a tremendous amount of pain. There was vines around him. There was he was on fire. And he said, if they want to speed up my Misa, fine. But I'm not going to open my mouth to cause myself to be killed. So, l'chor it's mefurish that you can't kill yourself to avoid Yisur and Biyama. That's why you'd want to say this Lashon is Lav Davka. We'll see in a second, there's a tshuva besamim rosh, which is a controversial tshuva to begin with. We'll talk about that later. Who says that to avoid, if you're rov tsaros or yisurim, it's not called ma'abath modas to kill yourself. So the chasam sofer, maybe others also, but definitely chasam sofer, says it's not true, as you see from the ma'aser from the Medrashion, when you're in yisurim, you have no rishus from Abbas Modas. Why did the Chasam Sofer? One second. Why did the Chasam Sofer attack the Besamim Rosh? He could have attacked.
Who's the person Besam?
Besamim Rosh. It's possibly Chuvas from the Rosh. That's what he claimed, but it's not. It came out later than Tosfos and Gittin, Lamashal, and possibly this Orchos Chaim.
Not from good sources, or it's not?
Yeah, it's questionable sources. We'll talk about it later. But I'm just pointing out that when this Lashon of Tosfos and Gittin, this Lashon of Orchos Chaim, where he says that you have Rishus to do this to avoid Yisurim, I'm not excited to take that Pshuto Kamashmo'o, because otherwise the Chasam Tov would have attacked this as well. You see, it's against the Gemara, Bekitzer. Yeah. So Lachori just means Yisurim that leads to being Ma'avir al Das. Let's just finish this piece and ask the questions. And then the Medrash continues. Umikan mevim raya, like the lashon of the ritva, like the ritva quoted, hashotim hatinokus b'shas hashmad. Okay. But then he brings another way. He says v'yesh osrim. Some really do aser that to kill yourself in place of when the yisur melita varsta. Some people say it's aser, but the medrash seems to say it's mot. The medrash seems to say shaul was okay, and flemish of azari was okay. So mefreshim hach tamalomar ach. Really, you can't kill yourself under any circumstance. What's Chalamish of Azaria? There was a Pashut Chiluk. Masru Asmin Biyad HaChirim. They gave themselves over to someone else to kill them. Aval Heim Lo Pagu Basmin. They didn't hurt themselves. Vishau Ben Kish, a tremendous Chiddush. Shelo Berotin Chachamim Asa. Hitaka made a mistake by killing himself. But really, because you have no Heter to do it in case of the Sur Moli to Havar Asadas. Continues that there's like a certain case where this happened. Wanted this Rav Echad Shachat Tinokas Harbe B'Shasha Shmad, and different Rav got upset with him because he wasn't supposed to do that. Yeah, yes.
I was saying by Pinchas, I forgot Zila, because when he took out himself and his whole tribe.
What are you referring to? What are you referring to?
Zimri?
No. Pinchas. No. Pinchas is Zeller. After the second destruction, second base was
rushed.
It's different. No. He wasn't. Okay.
He
wasn't a good place. He wasn't like a. Was one of the. What's it called?
Zealots.
Yeah. Which weren't good people. Okay, anyhow, but.
Story,
like was oh, so why can't we just say it's a heter? Couldn't we just say it's a heter and that...
What's a heter?
To kill yourself when they're going to be Yisurim. Because then it would explain. He said it's better to have them kill me than me to kill myself. Like
which case your friend? Him and Trajan?
Yeah.
It's better... They didn't say it's better for me. Ayach, what be asking what you said? Amutav is better... I mean, not that it's usher, but it's just better they kill me, but really, I hear.
There's a heter to kill yourself, but...
Interesting, I hear.
And also, I always heard Peshat by Shaul that he killed himself because it would be like a huge Chil Hashem, and they would go.
So that's is he in the Agos V'Har was here. I think it's going. He's calling from the Gedolah and also the Yam Shal Shlomo. You see here in the bottom of the Torah that you can look down the Os Beis. He's cholik on this because he says Shaul was a good person. V'lachein Nira, last line, Mishol Lekaraya Shekfar Hayodeh Shelo Yichyo. One shot is he knew he was going to die anyways. Which case makes it easier, and then right. Someone cut that out. Right, what's the
how is that? Why is that a heter? You know you're gonna die anyways.
Yeah, it shouldn't be any different.
Why would it be different for anyone? Everyone's gonna die.
No, so maybe that's Betziruf with maybe 1 second. No, so maybe that's Betziruf with if what they were gonna do to him if you no if he I hear.
Die. You're saying,
but you're saying it's going to die anyways. I'm not sure.
I've looked it up. Shouldn't there be a problem with making it quicker? Because I'm saying...
Oh, right. So...
You should be able to... I'm saying the longer you live, the better, I'm saying.
Right, I hear.
It sort of goes along the guidelines of the pulling the plug, the sort of...
I understand.
Suicide.
Right.
I allow to do it for a certain amount.
So by Red Sea, how are they going to come this? I hear. Right. In this chat about being killed quicker, we have to see about all these points. Good questions. Yes, question? Okay. Look at the Yam Shel Shlomo. He's holy on all of this. Yam Shel Shlomo says, so he quotes Yam Shlomo's Marshal. This is on the Gemara in Baba Kama, if you want to take a look. You see he brings... So, first of all, he says he wants to say Pshat was Shaul. This is in the first paragraph. That's a small underline. Ulai Shaul, Olav HaShalom, Kivan al-Zesh Nofal al-Kharbo. When he killed himself, he had the following Kavana. Shasovar mipol chai biyodom yis'alu bo v'yanu oso. He thought that they were going to do bad things to him. Umistamu b'nei Yisrael. Who said this? You were saying this? B'nei Yisrael, lo yicholom liros v'lishmo b'tzaras melech. Yisrael won't be able to stand this. Lo yamdu anafsha melinkum nikmosu latzil. They're going to try to save him. So this happening show will affect thousands of Klal Yisrael. He knew that he was going to die. Benkach, he won't be saved from them. And that was the specific heter over here. And skip to the third to last line of this paragraph. It's different when it comes to a melech. He shouldn't die through these arelim, through these goyim. So therefore, it's better for him to die through the goyim, opposed to himself. Next paragraph, he brings the ritva, the chiddush about that you can kill yourself in makom lahavriel das and even kill kids. But in the next paragraph, I underline avakfar muhach midas risha eno. He brings a reed that says it's not true. The reed holds usher laragas asmanesha yara. You're not allowed to kill yourself just because you're scared they're going to convert you. When the cause of stam sheyare, once the reed, this is in Baba Kama, says that you're not allowed to kill yourself if you're scared. Mashma filmi yara shemayim shle avriel das. Even if you think they're going to convert you, you still can't kill yourself. He disagrees. He also says from the case of Sha'ol, he also thought it was very mundane. Someone pointed this out before, that the case of Sha'ol didn't sound like they're going to try to convert him. Gam lishna de krodlo mashmas. Kal doesn't sound like from Sha'ol, mishim shi'avri odas. They're going to try to convert him. So he wants to say that, no, he wants to be machmir and say, you don't have this heter. It takes another tosos and it's cholik on this tosos. Okay.
Also, the case of the kids jumped in as the river.
Oh, so for sure, though. Wait, the kids that what?
Jumped in the river.
What's he going to do with that? Maybe they say the cholik on that also. No, well, not the Gemara, but tosos is shot. So, right. So it could be... Second Corinthos is second tires there, maybe it's not a problem. You have to know why that case is worse.
Okay.
Fine. That's
if you have like the choice to either have someone says I'll either give you serum or kill you. Are you allowed to say Gomi? Is that the same as taking your
own? Is that the same as Hamas Mondas?
That seemed to have been a disagreement earlier on. It seemed like we were saying that it was the same, even though maybe other people are throwing them into the Kirshen Eish, and then later we said it as a chiluk. So
how do you see there that you have a choice of hariga or
no of killing yourself and having somebody else kill
it
you?
It seems better to have someone else kill you. From Shoal and from this.
I'm saying have someone else kill you or torture you.
Right.
Not kill you.
Right, like, no, so but if you're going to kill yourself, would be okay by you to have somebody else kill you, right. Would be...
I don't remember.
Probably in that machlokes.
Okay, one more is the Pischei Tshuva. So the halachos of Ma'abe Atzmal Das is in Yerodea Shin Memhei. It comes up there, Shama, Shin Memhei. It's over there. Okay, and there's an interesting Pischei Tshuva that brings from a few different tshuvas, and this is on Shulchan Aruch, of different times that you're allowed to be Ma'abe Atzmal Das. So you look here, underlined a few of them. First of all, it's only come out of Asma Das if you had your head at the time of killing yourself, not when you were doing it out of craziness. You're talking about a specific case, I'm not going through the case, but someone did it Machmas Tshuva, we spoke before from the Gemara and Ksuvis, maybe because of Kapara. Yeah. You want to kill yourself because of Tshuva, which would matter many situations. It's crazy to imagine that. Like it says, V'chai, but how can you do that? Okay, that's not come out of Asma Das. He quotes this, fine. And then later on, I have one more underline. Later on, this Pischei Tshuva, he's quoting B'samim Rosh, where basically somebody says, I don't want to live, and he kills himself. He says, and his lashon is, Eim nikra ma'ab atma das, kol she'asachem me'riboit tsarosov. If you're doing this because you have a lot of pain, daigos, worries, yisurim, pain, o oni gomor, you're completely poor. In those cases, it's not, so he's the one that says, you know, that's not called by Masmal Das. And like I said, the Chasm Sofer is cholik from the Maaser of Chanim Ben Tradion, which he quotes here in the next line. The last piece he quotes here, he says, Ayin Shuvah's Beis Ephraim, we're not going to go through it, but if it's very interesting to look at this Shuvah's Beis Ephraim, he goes through what the Getter of Masmal Das, and he comes out with a very makel approach that's pretty much only when you're like kofar, Bakalish Baruch Hu, that's the only time you're Ma'abas Maldas. Any other time, like monetary concerns, whatever, that's not called Ma'abas Maldas. It's a very interesting approach.
If someone's kofar,
they want to do tshuva for it? No, not tshuva, stam. Like, if you're like, as you're dying, you're like cursing God, that's like the one time Ma'abas Maldas. Like, every other case, like, many cases people have financial concerns, you know, unfortunately, that, he says clearly, it's not Ma'abas Maldas.
And if they're dying, and they're cursing God, and they're afraid they're going to curse God more.
Not that they're afraid. No. Somebody who's just a complete Russia and Ma'abas Maldas. That's like, I haven't seen
this. He's killing himself.
No, that's the one time which is Ma'abas Maldas. That's the one time which is a problem. It's a very makel approach to what is the getter of Ma'abas Maldas.
So that means in general someone could kill themselves if they're depressed, he's saying.
I don't remember if he says could, you know, but that for all the halachos that go along with it would not apply. This is in the last tshuva he quotes here. No. The last tshuva in Pesachei Tshuva, he says, I am base Ephraim, chelik yordei asem and ayin vav. It's a very interesting tshuva that he seems to, from what I recall, he seems to be very mako on this altogether.
Which means he's killing himself to go against Hashem.
That brings from different tshuvas. Right. And he brings, because he brings it to some Rosh, he brings the Chasmur Vescholik and some Rosh. Okay, so after all this, so we see there are a variety of cases, even though the Stam Machloksim, we see a variety of cases where it is much of Abi Asmo Das, right? Whether it's for, we saw maybe Kaparo, we saw to avoid being, that they should convert you, we saw possibly for Yisurim in general, or Rov Tsaros, whatever it may be. So Lechora, what's the pshat? There's a major question here, okay? If it's Ritzicha, we saw a different overlap with Ritzicha. Ritzicha, once somebody has a Gemar Din, and we say, you're a Chayav Misa, then you can kill him. But until that point happens, you're not allowed to kill somebody. Even if you know he's Chayav Misa, you can't kill him until it's Gemar Din. Here, we have all these Hechatim, all these cases where you're allowed to kill somebody, you're allowed to kill yourself. If killing yourself is like Ritzicha, okay, it's very strange that you'd be able, you know, for... I'm in, you know, you're in pain, so bam, you're dead. You can't do that. What's going on over here? On the same wavelength, I want to point out, if you notice, there's one word that kept coming up over and over and over again over here. And that was the word of chavala. Asur lachbol bi'atzmo. You had the Gemara Baba Kama, but if you review all of these sources, you'll see the lashon of chavala keeps coming up. Yeah, Chenek ones also. There may have even been Tosaf. I don't know. But so first of all, just a quote for you. Have Rechani ben Tradion was al yachbol bi'atzmo. Okay? Rashi ala Torah. Rashi, we'll come back to this again, but Rashi, even though he says Chonik, he was madgish even though Dam didn't come out. It's mashma that the Iker Isser is through Dam, which is, that's the definition of Chavola. Okay? You cause Dam. Also, the Gemara Baba Kama suggested that a source that also lach will be atzmo is from the din that you can't kill yourself. Okay, so there's a connection. And one more interesting source is there's a Rush over the Zara. This is the next page over here. The Rush here is talking about the halachas of Yarg v'Yavor. Okay, so this is a whole different discussion, but there's a machlokes if in the case of when you don't have to kill yourself. Okay, meaning a goy holds a gun to your head and says, eat chazir or I kill you. We know that the Gemara says, yavar v'al yeharig. If I want to be a very frum Jew and say, I don't want to eat chazir, you're allowed to kill me. Okay? Rambam says no. The Rosh Hashitah is yes. You're allowed to let yourself be killed in that case. You don't have to, of course, but you're allowed to. So look at the Lashon of the Rosh over here. Look inside. Look at the Lashon of the Rosh. The im rotze adam lahachmer l'atmo lihari. If you want to be machmer on yourself to allow yourself to die, al shar averos, chazir, bitzina, rashai. What's the issue that we're avoiding? What? Bitsina, yeah.
Okay.
Right. What's the issue that we're avoiding? The lo mikri chovel bi'atzmo. And if you do this, that is not called being chovel bi'atzmo. Okay? Meaning, if it would be a problem, like the Rambam holds that you can't do this, that's called being chovel bi'atzmo. You're basically let, you know, by allowing him to kill you, you're killing yourself, that's called chovel bi'atzmo. Okay.
What's the problem? What part of this is avoiding that?
The case. Yeah, the case so is a goy holds a gun in your head. It says on one of the non three chamuras, if you don't do this, I will kill you.
Yeah.
He rush past and you have reshus to allow yourself to be killed.
Why would someone want to do that?
To be machmer on yourself, to be very firm, to be mekayim in the midst of Kiddush Hashem, possibly.
Can you be mashma from here that puts
parhesia,
everyone holds that
you have to, that's the Gemara, yeah. But the point is, the point we're doing with Daik, that's another discussion, but the point we're bringing out from here, he says, what issue do you not have here? The issue of chovel bi'atzmo. Chovel bi'atzmo, what are you talking about? So by letting yourself be killed, that's called chovel bi'atzmo. Again, the lashon of chavala comes up in this context over and over and over again. Okay, so the Bal Korchach, what you want to say is, the Chiddush is, I mean, all signs point in this direction, that Ma'avi Asmodas is not an Isser Ritzicha, it's not an Isser of Lo Terzach, it's an Isser of Chavala. Okay, it's very different. If you're Chovel somebody, you're not Chayiv Misa. The Rambam says if you kill yourself, you are Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So it's a different getter, okay? But it's under the category of chavala, okay? And even though you're able to, let's say, kill yourself without dam, you know, just by strangling yourself, nonetheless, that is still called chavala. This is a new category of chavala of killing yourself. Okay?
What if it's like, I don't know, you don't eat? Like, it's not you killed yourself, you don't eat.
We'll see about this in 1 second. That's a makor. Now, to prove this, a very, very important makor is the Yuri and Baba Kama. That's the next page. The Gemara and Baba Kama, just to refresh our memory, was the Gemara said, where's the source that you can't wound yourself? How about from Achas Dimchum Nashra Seif from Edrosh that you can't kill yourself? The Gemara says, maybe killing yourself is different. It's not a good source. So really, we have a different source from Kava Homer from Nazir. So it sounds like we don't stick with that, Lamaskana. Meiri says we do stick with it. Look at this, Meiri.
Yeah. There's a halacha you're not allowed to cut yourself out of mace.
Yeah.
So then, what's the whole point at sticking in the mace part if it's us or anyways?
What's the whole point of
sticking in the fact that it's on the mace?
I don't remember. Maybe more Baba Kama brings it up. Not holding.
Don't you get?
I don't know if that's chavala. Wait, you're saying dam has to come out for it to be over? Yes, sir. Because chavala is usually with dam.
Or you tear out your hair. It's in my class.
Even that. Okay. Look at the Baba Kama brings that. Okay, so look at the Meiri. Zeh shebiyarnu b'mishnah. That was we explained in the Mishnah. The din of in other Mishnah lach will be atz min haTorah. He holds that you can't hurt yourself min haTorah. Hu shenemar. He actually quotes the pasuk of achas demchem nashar seichem edrosh. But then when the Gemara seemed to be madche and said dilma katol l'shani, maybe you can't prove it. The pasuk pshat is you can't prove anything from here because that's talking about misa. We want to know about wounding yourself. You can't wound yourself. But look how he says this. V'shema tomar, like v'chi tema, davka b'hariga, that's only referring to hariga, ha-b'chavala minayin, how do I know that you're not allowed to even wound yourself? Tamu lomar, and he quotes the Kav HaChomer from Yayin, skip to the end. That's the point. Okay, so he says as a v'chi tema, that the basic... So the way that he's learning is really the source comes from Achas Dimchem Nashra Seichem Edrosh. You could have said that's not the makor because you could have been mechalik and said it's dafka by hariga and not by chavala. On that, he says there's a giloy from the kavachomer of Nazir that Nazir can't paint himself with wine. So kavachomer, if you're mitzar your entire guf, which is chavala, that's also a problem. But not that that's the makor. The makor is really from Achas Dimchem Nashra Seichem Edrosh. You could have been mechalik, but we see from this other drosh you're not mechalik. So in the end of the day, we really do stick with this lamaskana, okay? And there's other achronim that actually use this, that quote chavala and Achas Dimchem Nashra Seichem Edrosh in one breath. There's actually one which is very, very famous, which is next week's parasha. Everybody asked the kasha. Avram Avinu waited to mal until he was nitzdave. Why did he wait to mal until he was nitzdave? He could have maled before he was nitzdave. Okay? Avram Avinu was mekayim kol Torah kula. So why didn't he do it beforehand? So many answers. Okay? Gadol mitzuva viosa, mishena mitzuva viosa is one of the most famous ones. But the panim yafos, the Baal HaFlo, the Maknes, says an awesome shot. He says that Ben Noach has the Isser of Chavala. You can't wound yourself, okay? How do I know Ben Noach has Isser Chavala? Because they, over here, Achas Dimchem Nashra Seichem Edrosh, which is referring to Chavala, like the Gemara Baba Kama says, which only makes sense in the context of this Meiri, that we stick with Achas Dimchem LaMaskana, okay?
Only makes sense how...
With this Meiri, that Achas Dimchem Nashra Seichem Edrosh, which is said to Ben Noach, is a makor for Chavala, that you can't wound yourself.
Right.
Avram Avinu is a Ben Noach. He can't wound himself. So until there's a tzivoy for Mila, he's Mechal, he says, this is the Mechalishtik part, until there's a tzivoy for Mila, if he tries doing Mila, it's not a shame Mila. It's a shame Chavala. And he can't do a Chavala. Wild.
And you can't.
You hear the Chiddush of that, by the way, because with the Pashut shot, you want to say yes. Even if you don't have a tzivoy Mila, still a Maisa Mila. It's not a Chavala. Just because he's not Mitzvah in it. Okay.
So wait, Goy can't do me? What would you say?
Well, it would come out according to this.
That,
do that, yeah, which is a discussion. And that's also another whole longer discussion.
What would Goy do Mila?
Yeah, if Yisrael doing Goy himself, Yisrael giving to a Goy, also
and you can't,
separate
and
thing.
Can you say that?
Why do people do it? They just don't say bracha. Like the people whose father is Jewish and they think they're Jewish.
It's whatever it is, but Yes, according to this Palm Yafos, it would be a tremendous problem that if you're not Mitzvah, you'd be called Chavala. But one thing, and the point, let's focus. The point is that you see from him that he's keeping Achas Dimchem Asher Sechem Edrosh for the context of Chavala. Okay? Agav, he's saying that Ben Noach is Mitzvah, and also, which is problematic. Gemara in Sanhedrin implies that it's only for Yisrael, not for Ben Noach, whatever. But he also is taking Achas Dimchem Lamaskana that this pasuk is used for chavala. So you see again the context of ma'abe atma das. This pasuk of achas dimchem is really coming from chavala.
And would it be adding anything to say that he kept kol Torah kulo? Because even though he did, he's still not commanded.
I don't know what you just said.
Meaning, no, you said that.
No, the pasuk pshat is because you know it's not this way. The pasuk pshat is if you do a ma'isa mitzvah, even if you're not mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. It's not a chavala, but. He's right. Taking that one to number two is chaval.
B'nei Noach, b'nei Noach chayv in this, they wouldn't be allowed to harm themselves?
According to this Palm Yafos, that's the chiddush. I say it's the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's much more not that way, but that's this Palm Yafos is tremendous, okay? It's a little bit late, so anybody wants to go get the challenge should go, but we'll go on here. Whoever wants to stay, there's challenge tonight. You could also you can take and bring it in, office, if you like.
Okay, I want to do that.
But
give us.
Okay, well, I'm going to go on though. Okay, so then another makor. Okay. Another makor of that killing yourself is not necessarily retzicha is from the case that you said. There's a Ran in Shavuos that says. Here, you see the next page here? It's miboyili. I have a suffix. Etom klum chodeshamim. I make a shavua not to eat for 30 days. Mahu dino. What's the day? Okay. So you can skip. So he quotes the Rambam that's called a shavua shav. And he says that nirali, by the next underline, shehadin din emes v'lav mitame. It's really it's a shavua shav. And look how he explains it. By not eating for 30 days, you're going to be over al divrei Torah, because basically it's nishba lahamis et asmo. You're making a shvua to kill yourself, and that's going to be a shvua shav. Diaf agav da nishba lachbo be atmo v'chule. Can skip a little more? And how do I know that to not eat is lavro al divrei Torah? It says the mikra moli dibra kosev is a mefurish pasuk. V'aches dimchem lafsher seichem edrosh. Really, to basically starve yourself, he's quoting from our pasuk of Achas Dimchem Lachver Seichem Edrosh. Ukinamriel and Perkachov and quotes our Gemara of Dilma Katola Shani. Okay, that to kill yourself is a problem. Inami me shamar lachoshmo nafshecham ba'od. So there are achronim that point out. It's not such a strong raya, but there are achronim that point out. Why is he? You want to prove that it's nishbar larval divrei Torah? Why are you quoting from this pasuk?
Shabbos.
Say Shabbos. What?
Yeah, mitzvah to eat on Shabbos.
I don't know if that's a shayla, that's Torah, but the question is why not say lo sirtzach? You're being over lo sirtzach by starving yourself.
By killing yourself.
Oh, so that's, it's not such a strong raya, but the fact that he quotes achas dimchem, it could be it's a different getter than retzicha. Okay, so now.
Don't we say
you didn't miss much, don't worry. You didn't miss much.
Oh, okay. So. Tell that to the wrong. Isn't there a Misa Durabanan that Besdin does? Like they put you in a room and then they feed you barley for a while, like only small amounts
that's,
of barley, and then they give you water.
That's for certain cases, nothing to do with
this. Right, but no, but that's the reason they do it in such a roundabout way is to get around, like, it technically being Ritzicha, no? So we would see that not eating for a while wouldn't be Ritzicha.
They don't starve them completely there. I'm not sure. I don't think they starve them completely there. I hear your point, though. Fine. Now, the point of all this, what do we gain? What?
The same idea, though.
They open up his stomach, he explodes.
So you technically kill, but you're killing him in a roundabout way. It's the same type of a thing.
I have to see there if they're really avoiding Ritzicha as well. I'm not sure. So what do we gain with all of this by saying that killing yourself is chavala, not Ritzicha? So basically, it gives us makom to understand why you have all these heterim. We said before, if it's Ritzicha, how could you be ma'abe asmal da'as in cases of for sake of kapara, for sake of to avoid havaras da'as, to avoid Yisurim. But if it's Chavala, so you have room to work with, to kill myself, to be Chova myself, in place of Kapara, well, that's not a Chavala. I'm not being Chova myself if I'm trying to get myself a Kapara. That's not called a Chavala. I'm doing something good. I'm getting a Kapara. I'm avoiding Yisurim. I'm not wounding myself. Ritzicha is always Ritzicha. With Chavala, you may have room to work with that it's not called Chavala if you're doing it for a good purpose, or at least what you deem to be a good purpose. That's what you would have, you know, by saying that it's a getter of Chavala, you may be able to give new insight to all of these. I mean, none of these Achronim say it, so I don't know if this is where they're coming from, but it could be that they're coming from this perspective of it's not Mamish Ritzicha, and that's why you have times where you are allowed to kill yourself, because it's, you're not wounding yourself, you're fixing something, okay? But the truth, to be honest, there are many people that learn that it is Ritzicha. The Chasam Sofer says Mefurish is Ritzicha, it's mashed away from the Rambam. They bring a Medrash that says, don't read Lo Tirtzach, read Lo Titzratzeach, don't let yourself be killed. Which means it's even Ritzicha to kill yourself, basically.
Or even to let yourself be killed, which would answer the chiluk you had earlier on, right?
By Chalamish Vazar,
yeah.
So this is Machlokas Achronim. This idea, is it Chavala? Is it Ritzicha? Is not Pasha? So I thought to say, maybe that could be the Machlokas. Within the Medrash, we saw, you know, he said, Yesh Matirim, Yesh Osrim, the case of Shaul. The Yam Shel Shlomo. Do you have Rishos to be Chovel Atzmo, to kill yourself, in place of there can be Mavir Das? We had the Medrash of Shaul, and some said Shaul didn't do the right thing, which was the Yam Shel Shlomo, which shamed the Reed, that you're not allowed to kill yourself in Mokum Lavir Das. Some say you could. Maybe that's the point. If it's a Din Chavala, so I'm allowed to kill myself before being Mavir al Das, because that's not called Chavala. I'm fixing myself. I'm not going to be converting. Then Ritzicha, so what does it matter? I can't be over Lo Sertzach. Maybe that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. It doesn't sound that way from them, but that could be an explanation. Okay? But once we say, but I want to end with this. Once, if we do assume that the Isser of Ma'abas Das is a Din Chavala, and there's a Chiddush that even when you don't cause a wound, it's still called Chavala, okay? So then, first of all, we can explain Rashi Kepshuto. I asked in the beginning, Rashi starts off with saying, there's an Isser of Shofich Dam Atzma, then he says, Af HaChonik Atzma, there's a chiddush. Even if you strangle yourself and dam doesn't come out, what's the difference?
Why bother unless it's
Chavala? So, if it's Chavala, so it's pasha that when you cause dam to come out, that's a problem. The chiddush is, even when dam doesn't come out, it still has the getter of Isser Chavala. That's the chiddush case of Me'abe Atzmo Das, that even though there's no dam befoel, it's still called an Isser Chavala, and it's still a problem. You would have thought there's no problem strangling yourself because there's no dam coming out. Kamashman, even that's called, that's the chiddush, even that's called Me'abe Atzmo Das. And I want to say also the exact opposite approach in the Medrash, meaning as follows. The Medrash that the Balei Tosfos, that Beis Yosef quoted, of you would think even Chaim Shazari, you would think even Shaul. We saw that from Shatim. So the Medrash starts off with saying you would think even Chaim Shazari are called Ma'abe Atzmo Das, Tamal Lomar Ach. You would think even Shaul is Ma'abe Atzmo Das, Tamal Lomar Ach. Are those two different steps, or is it one step? Is each one more mechudesh than the next step, or is it all one level? The way the Beis Yosef brought it, if you look, is it says V'chein Shaul. It's like it's all one level. Don't worry about Chaim Shazari, don't worry about Shaul. Okay? And I forgot who, which makor that brought it. Some say Yachol Chaim Shazari, Tamal Lomar Ach. And it says Yachol Shaul, like mashma that it's like a, that even though Chaim Shazari were not Ma'abi Asma Adas, maybe Shaul was. Okay? If you do assume that, you can explain the progression as follows. There was no wound. They were thrown into a fire. Okay? So let's assume there's no difference between they themselves are being thrown in. So the first Ach tells us that when there's no wound, so there, for their case of heter, they had a heter, it was shlo lavor al das, they shouldn't be converted. Not only did they have that going for them, they also had no wound. Okay? So that case is ach, that there's no problem lavor al das. Then the Medrash says, well, what about Shaul? Even though by Shaul, let's assume that it was he was avoiding lavor al das, but there was going to be a wound, and there was a wound. He hit himself with a sword. So once we say it's chavala, so the Medrash is mesupik. Maybe there Shaul didn't do right because, on the one hand, he was being ma'abas madas to avoid being converted, but he did it through a wound, which is the Spitz case of ma'abas madas. And that the Gemara says no. Medrash says tam lomar ach. Even that is okay. Like Tosfos says, that you have a heter, ma'abas madas. You're allowed to be ma'abas madas to avoid Havaras Adas, to be converted. So I'm just taking this Rashi and taking this Medrash and showing that if you learn that the Isser is Chavala, you see there's a progression, you see there's a Chiddush, one step after the next, that the point is, even without Dam is a Chiddush, that there's still a problem. And in case when it's Mutter, even when there is Dam, it's still Mutter. The point is, there's different levels of with Dam, without Dam, meaning it's more mechudish that it's usher even without dam, and it's more mechudish that it's mutter even with dam if you have a heter to do it.
So we don't know. The kids are.
No, we do know. If you say it's chavala, I'm saying some of these makoros make sense. So the main point I was coming out is you have these gemaras, you have different heterim and achronim, and if you do take the lashon of the Rishonim, even the Gemara, the Achronim, seriously, that keeps using Lashon of Chavala, and that's not Ritzicha, possibly, which is, again, only in one group. Some people say Mefurish, it's Ritzicha, but if you assume that it's Chavala, you have room to work with. We understand these Lashonos, we understand why there could be certain cases where it's Mutter to do, because it's really not wounding yourself if you're doing it for a To'eles. You don't have to get a Kapara, that's not called wounding yourself. And then, I mean, you understand here this progression in Medrash, progression in Rashi, that if it's from Chavala, you could talk about with Dam, without Dam. Those are two different levels. There's a Chiddush, that even when there's no Dam, and under the general rules of Chavala, it's not called Chavala, here it's called Chavala. That's the Chiddush of Afachonik as Asmo. That's the Pshah in this Rashi, possibly.
There was an Amora, I think, who would bone himself every day. I can't remember who it was.
Namora?
I think so. Would bone himself every day to test himself if he had a chet. And one day he boned himself, actually.
Oh, we learned in Rav Matzia there. Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Lezer Ben Shmuel brought Isurim on himself.
Through this way?
No. He invited his Isurim every night, and he had these clots under him with filled with blood from Isurim, and he did it to himself every night.
He also did something physical to hurt himself. He didn't just say, okay, Isurim.
So you want in the context of whole, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
What you're saying?
So that would be for a kapara. I mean, he was testing himself.
Explaining.
Explaining. He actually put himself down.
All right, I'll stop here.
What's felt?
Why would you say?
I thought it was a cloth to absorb the pain.
Shabbai Shol, he seems to.
Good horus. Good horus. What were the horus? Wait, let's review the horus first.